Baba's chapter 6, Mishnah 2, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he said, B'chol yom v'yom bas kol yotze mahara chorev. Every day a heavenly voice goes out from Mount Chorev, which is Mount Sinai, bas kol, like a heavenly voice, right, that goes out, and it says, Machrizes v'omeris, and it proclaims, and it says, Oy lahem lebrios me'el boine shel Torah, woe to mankind for their disdain of the Torah. Shekol Misha and Osek Batorah, people who do not occupy themselves with the learning of Torah, Nikra Nazif. It's as if they're called rebuked, but it's like as if they have been rebuked. You know, the Torah is here and it's available to us, and all we have to do is learn Mishnayos, learn, you know, so it's available to us. And if we don't, then it's as if we've been rebuked. Shneimar, as the Pasuk of Mishlei says, Nazim Zahav Ba'af Chazir, Isha Yafe V'Saras Ta'am. A golden ring in the snout of a pig. So the pig has a golden ring in its nose. That's like, the analogy is like a fair woman without discretion. So a beautiful woman, if she's immodest, that's like, it becomes like disgusting, you know. So it's like a gold ring in the nose of a pig. And that's the analogy that the Torah is here for us to learn. And if we don't like learn it, it's like, you know, it becomes something which is not good. Va'emer v'aluchos ma'ase Elokim heima u'machtiv michtav Elokim hu charus al haluches. A verse in Exodus, the tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God graven upon the tablets. Al tikra charus, so the word charus, which is, you know, like engraved over there, don't read that, elacherus, rather read freedom, because the Torah will give a person freedom. She'ein lach ben chorin ela mish oisak b'talmud Torah. Person only becomes free by occupying himself with the study of Torah. And obviously freedom over here is talking about freedom from the Yetzer Hara, freedom from sin. The only way we can free ourselves from that is to learn Torah, and then we can rid ourselves of that. V'chol mish oisak b'Torah tadir, anybody involves himself in the study of Torah constantly, Hareze Misale will be exalted. Shinemar, as the Pasuk, the verse in Bamidbar says, Matna Nachliel, and from Matana to Nachliel, Nachliel Bamus, from Nachliel to Bamus. That's a verse talking about going from different places. It actually starts off from the wilderness to Matana, from Matana to Nachliel. So the sages expounded the verse that if a person renders himself like a wilderness, you know, like empty, and he starts to learn Torah, so eventually his learning will be retained by him, and his Torah will be given to him as a gift, a matona. Play on the word, the matona. And once it's given to him as a gift, then his heritage will become like God, Nachliel. That means like a nach, you know, it's like a heritage, and Kael means like God. And then once it's his heritage is God, so he rises to greatness. Bamos also means like high up, you know, like greatness. So from Nachliel to Bamos, he will be elevated.